With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An Israeli airstrike has killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon, the latest in an escalating exchange of fire along the border that's raising fears of a wider Mideast war. And Secretary of State Blinken is in the region now, hoping diplomacy can prevent that from happening. Congressional leaders agree on a blueprint to fund the federal government beyond the middle of the month.
The $1.59 trillion figure is part of an agreement mandated by a compromise reached during debt limit negotiations between President Joe Biden and then Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Leaders from both parties took victory laps when announcing the deal, with Speaker Johnson conceding the final spending levels will not satisfy everyone.
Correspondent Edwin Mora says a deal could face stiff opposition from lawmakers who seek deeper spending cuts, along with a crackdown on illegal immigration. Also, at SRNNews.com, it lit up the night sky over Cape Canaveral, Florida, early this morning.
5, 4, 3, we have ignition and liftoff of the first United Launch Alliance Vulcan rocket, launching a new era in spaceflight to the moon and beyond.
The launch play-by-play provided by NASA, the rocket carries a private lander from Pittsburgh-based Astrobotic Technology, scheduled for a lunar landing on February 23rd. And if that happens, Astrobotic Technology will be the first private entity to land on the moon. A lot of questions about the hospitalization of Defense Secretary Austin, why the Pentagon didn't tell the National Security Council or Congress for days. Austin was hospitalized last Monday following elective surgery. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 123 points. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on an evangelism effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, "Not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York City police report 31 anti-Semitic hate crimes in the month of December. That's more than a year ago, but less than in October and November. There's a large Jewish population in New York City, and it saw a surge in attacks right after the Hamas assault on Israel. The NYPD says anti-Semitic crimes accounted for more than half of the hate crimes that took place in the city last month. This is SRN News. It's a big change for a legal system with roots going back 1,000 years. The English justice system has opened the door to AI.
Judges in England and Wales get approval to use artificial intelligence to help write legal opinions. The judiciary issued its first guidance last month on the use of AI. The step puts the courts at the forefront of legal systems, grappling with just how to regulate AI. The guidance is full of cautions about the limitations and risks of using the technology and says the judges shouldn't use AI for research or legal analysis, and judges don't have to disclose they've used the technology. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
China sanctioning 5 American defense-related companies in response to U.S. arms sales to Taiwan and U.S. sanctions on Chinese companies and individuals. The sanctions will freeze any property the companies have in China and prohibit organizations and individuals in China from doing business with them. SRNNews.com.